We are woke and we are Yentas.
I'm a liberal college grad teaching my conservative mom how to be woke.
I was woke in the 70s, I was woke in the 80s, and then I woke up after the 90s.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Woke Yentas. What Hello. Is up?
Hi, sup.
Sup, dude. Are you excited to be back?
I'm very excited. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a hot sec. The last episode we recorded a while ago.
We did.
Yeah, excuse me. I wore a shirt that's very low cut so that in the promo videos, you guys can see my boobs. It's what the people want.
Right. So you can look whorish, but mm-hmm. I'm just wearing this.
A two-lane shirt?
My boobs don't even need to be stuck out.
they just stick out naturally. Naturally, yes. It's mm-hmm. what I have to look forward to. Yep. Okay. So last week was Purim. So happy Purim to all of our Jewish listeners. And
yeah, Chag Purim Sameach.
Yeah. So for people who don't know what Purim is, it's basically a holiday where you get to like dress up as different characters. So I was laughing at myself because in second grade, usually people dress up as characters from the Purim story. You don't have to, but a lot of people do. So I chose to dress up as the evil Haman. And again, for people who don't know the story of Purim, that is the man who wanted to murder all of the Jews. And that is who I chose to dress up as. And everyone bullied me that day in school and excluded me.
That's terrible.
Wasn't yeah. very nice of them.
Most people don't dress up as Haman. We call him Haman.
Yeah, most people don't. I mean, it would literally be like in like 200 years, we're telling the story of the Holocaust and some kid decides to dress up as Hitler.
That's true.
Like, that's who I dressed up as and went to school as. And I'm like mad that people bullied me. Like, no shit. Yeah. People were bullying me. I should would have bullied me.
Haman maybe was some people maybe dressed up as him. Maybe. I don't think he was. I mean, he's a bit terrible. I don't know if he's as bad as Hitler, but nobody's as bad as Hitler.
I mean, Haman, when you read the story, whenever you hear his name, you literally boo.
Boo, 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 and you do the Gregor. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Right. True. Okay.
So before we get into the episode, Mommy, do you have any updates for us, for our listeners?
Regarding?
Your life. What's the tea?
It's in the toilet. So since the last time we recorded, my life has gone very downhill.
Okay.
And I think,
I mean, listen, you're relatable.
Yeah. I eat a lot.
Also relatable. You know,
COVID. What did people say? They gained COVID 15. I think I gained COVID 50.
Yeah, me too. So my update is that I don't really have any updates. I just want to ask you a question. So if any of our listeners also listen to the podcast with Danny, Rejects Club, you will know that I have gone on a couple of dates with a 38-year-old man. And we haven't really talked about that. And I want to know, what is your opinion on that situation?
I think he's a little too old for you. I think there potentially could be something wrong with him that he wants to be with a youngster. Although I have a recent friend, not saying any names.
Not to name names.
No. A very, very, very wealthy couple and very hobnobbers and big deals in Chicago. And he decided, I mean, they were like, maybe she was my age. Maybe she's a year younger than me, 58.
Okay.
And he's maybe in his 60s. And so he decided to dump her for a 40-year-old.
Oh,
he was like
dang.
65. Yeah. And it's a sickening, sickening, sickening situation. So there is something wrong with that situation. I think men like younger women mm-hmm. for the most part. So I think that it's yeah. really sad because as we age, men are still available to all kinds of women, mm-hmm. but women aren't anymore.
Yeah, no. I mean, that is true.
That's why many women live with cats.
Because cats don't judge.
Well, cats, what else are they going to do? These are my friends.
They're your best friends.
He's my best. Dante sleeps next to me, curled up in my arms. I mean, what more could I want?
Yeah, I know. Can you tell our listeners what you refer to Dante, our cat, as?
The love of my life.
Dante's the love of your life. So my dad was just a phase.
I mean, he was the love of my life at that time, but he's not here anymore. So now Dante's the love of my life.
But you had two kids, married 30 years, but Dante, this cat, this is who you were meant to be with.
It is. It is. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I adore that cat.
Anyway, mm-hmm. I feel like for younger women, it's like an accomplishment to like get an older man. And for older men, it's an accomplishment to get like younger women.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, it's not that much of an accomplishment for a younger woman to get an older man.
It's not that hard, actually.
I mean, it's kind of easy. Hi, I'm, you know, 22 and I'm hot. Oh, okay, cool.
And I'm hot. So, that's what I say.
I mean, that's it. I'm 22 and I'm hot, or, you know, so like, okay, any 80-year-old would want you.
Thought you were going to say something funnier.
Yeah, I know. I'm not that funny anymore since my life's gone downhill. I mean, how can you be funny when you have nothing to look forward to anymore?
Oh my God, that's so sad. That makes your life, but that makes you funnier because now you have things to joke about. If your life was going really well, what would you joke about?
I don't know. I'd be happier.
Oh my God.
Okay. I mean, I'm going out tonight with some people, which I haven't been out to a restaurant at night in over a year, but I'm going out COVID. And he's as morose as I am, maybe, and he's worse. So that'll be fun.
Who are you going out with?
Jay and Dinah, and then a friend of ours from high school. And
they're setting you up with someone?
No, I'm friends with him. We're friends. Oh. We're going out as friends. We're not going out. We're friends. We've talked. He was one of Daddy's dearest friends growing up as a child. But he's very, very, very morose. So it'll be fun. We'll have a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah.
Saying how much we hate people. He hates people.
I do too.
He might hate people more than I do.
Wow. That's saying something. All right. Let's get into the episode. You wanted to talk about unequal vaccine distribution.
Yes.
And you have some articles for us. So would you like to Sparks note these articles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So the thing is, the vaccine has become a game of kill or be killed. It's kind of like the Hunger Games, kill or be killed. God. It's also, the Hunger Games is also sort of discusses societal differences in wealth and non-wealth. And that's sort of what the vaccine distribution has become, in my estimation, and I think in most people's, because anyway, so there's an article by Olivia Goldhill in STAT, S-T-A-T, and talks about COVID-19 vaccination rates follow the money in states with the biggest wealth gaps. So first of all, in Connecticut, I guess Connecticut, I didn't realize they had such a bad, big wealth gap, but the inequality is actually horrific. The affluent towns are getting many, many, many more vaccinations than the poorer towns. And what this article states also, just in general, in some states, the data suggests that the first wave of vaccines has favored the rich. Inequity has been a feature of the pandemic since the start. We're recreating the privilege. People are traveling outside of their own geographic region to get a vaccine in another place. So it's, and then it says in California, this has been going on a lot in California. So that part of it is really bad. I think that this actually describes it really well. I mean, this, I don't want to be boring, but this is really well. Online reservation systems have also contributed to the disparities. A vaccine distribution system that gives appointments to those who can book them fastest inevitably rewards those with the time and connections. People often have to call around 5 different healthcare centers to try and get onto a vaccination list. And George Benjamin, executive director of the American Public Health Association, it tells you a lot about the lack of planning, he said. Also, people can't take time off of work and they also need transportation. So,
yeah.
It has been very poorly planned distribution of the vaccine in Illinois. It has been a nightmare. I mean, I am obviously white. I'm privileged. I am. I don't talk about this that much. I don't, because I don't like talking about that kind of thing.
Why?
But just because I feel like some of it isn't. It's like too much already. We're too much about the privilege. But
I don't think so.
I'm in a, you know. So, but anyway. But I haven't been able to get a vaccine and I'm a type 1 diabetic. So that was just one of the articles.
Well, I think that this whole, you know, unequal vaccine distribution perfectly demonstrates the inequality in our country. It's not like all of a sudden it's just like the vaccine's just distributed unequally. The reason, if you like go back kind of into the articles, the reason that it's distributed unequally is because they're treating the older people first and the healthcare workers first. And there's a larger population of older people and healthcare workers in the richer areas. Because
true,
if you look
that
at,
is true.
At the like average lifespan, it's longer in richer areas. And then also there's better healthcare infrastructure in richer areas. So by default,
right.
The richer areas are getting more more vaccinations, and unfortunately a huge percentage of the poor impoverished population in America is people of color. Therefore, that's another layer of inequality. So it's not like, I don't think anyone was like, let's make sure all the white rich people got the vaccine first. But it's just kind of like, by default, that's what happens because right. of the structure already in place in our country. And I think right. this demonstrates it very well.
Very well. Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, that article. Right. And you and with regard to Chicago, there's an article in by Gloria Oladipo in The Guardian. And she also talks about in Chicago how horrible it's been. She said that, like other non-white Chicagoans, Kelly has struggled to get the vaccine despite Chicago's reported efforts to deliver the vaccine equitably. So it says that as of January 30th, only 19% of vaccinated Chicagoans are Black and just 19% are Latinos versus almost 50% being white. And it's, again, what you said about having good hospitals and lots of hospitals and, mm-hmm. and even pharmacies. They're talking about pharmacies that in the poorer neighborhoods, they're independent and they're not the big Walgreens or Walmarts.
And they
so
don't have
those
the...
people also don't have access
yeah,
to vaccines.
They're calling them pharmacy deserts. But right. also read how many people have contracted the COVID-19 vaccine in terms
and
of.
The people in those neighborhoods have gotten it more. And so mm-hmm. there's more people in those neighborhoods, mm-hmm. yet they're getting fewer of the vaccines. The thing that has sort of gotten me really angry also, obviously, because it's related to me myself. I mean, I haven't been able to get the vaccine because I refuse to lie. And I don't really want to go outside of my neighborhood either. And I just didn't think it would be a monumental task to get a vaccine within 25 miles of my home, being a type 1 diabetic. But apparently it is a more than a monumental task. It's impossible. And
I mean, you
it's
have to
infuriating.
Well, yeah, but I feel like this is kind of with everything in America. You have to find a way to work the system.
Right. If you have to lie, you have to say you're a healthcare worker and then suddenly, boop, you get in to get an appointment. Or you have to say.
I mean, I don't think people are like, people aren't lying, but they're kind of like bending the truth.
No, they're like, lying. No, they're
okay.
lying.
They're
no,
for,
people
okay.
are lying. People are lying.
Never mind.
I mean, I could have bent the truth by saying I was a type 2 diabetic. That would have been bending the truth because I am a type 1 diabetic. But I didn't even do that. Type 2 is in phase 1A and type 1 is in phase 1B. So I wasn't in the first group. But even I have a friend who's a type 2 diabetic and she was in 1A and she couldn't get it without her husband going to Walgreens every single day at 5 o'clock saying, do you have any extras? Did anybody miss their appointment? Do you have any? And finally, one day he said, I do. I have another one. Do you have another person? He said, my wife, and they both got it. Wow. That's the way she got it. She's a type 2 diabetic.
Well,
in, phase 1A.
In New Orleans, my friend and all of her friends were able to get it like very easily. She's not a teacher, but she like works with children. And so that qualified her and she was able to get the vaccine.
I just people 65 and older cannot get it. Grandma's cousin, she's over 65. She can't
get it.
Has
grandma been able to get it?
She finally did. Yeah.
Oh,
she was,
good. Mazel tov for her.
She got it through Northwestern and I'm a part of Northwestern. Basically, every time I go in and I say what I have, they say that you're not qualified. You're ineligible. So
that's wild.
I'm just aggravated and sick of it. And then people were like, well, come to the South Side and do that. And I'm like, I just can't. I'm just not going to do it.
Go all the way to the South Side and get
a
vaccine.
Know. It says, and this is another article. This was in the Chicago Tribune. Suburban residents are getting COVID-19 vaccine appointments on Chicago's South and West Sides. But should they? Well, so this article talks about there's actually somebody I kind of know her. She's from synagogue. She's a teacher. She works full time as a teacher and she could not get the vaccine. Both of her parents live with her and they her mother will die if she gets COVID. She desperately, desperately needed it and could not get it. She lives here in Highland Park. So she finally was able to go down to the South Side and get it, I think, at a Walmart. But it was like she needed the vaccine.
Yeah. So, and that also shows she was able to take the time to drive all the way to the South Side and get it.
And she was able to go online and look for it. And she mm-hmm. knows that. And she said she knows that. She knows that.
Right.
But yet.
And I think that it's a deeper issue of, first of all, of education and access in our country, which has already been here. It's not like it just showed up all of a sudden. And I was thinking like also it kind of like this demonstrates people's white privilege, class privilege, which I was kind of talking about earlier, because like I said, again, it's just kind of like for example, like if you had if you had two different schools, I was thinking of this comparison, school A and school B. Now, school A, they each have 100 kids in each of the schools. School A has 10 teachers, educated, passionate, and the school has funding for lunches and for, you know, just high quality books and supplies. Now, school B only has 5 teachers for the 100 kid grade. They don't really have as much money for supplies. The teachers aren't as passionate or educated. They don't get school lunches. Now, they each take tests, grades, and, you know, in school A, all over 75%, even 90%, versus school B, they're all over under 75%, mainly 50%. Well, the people at school A worked hard, though. Like, they deserve the A's, right? So they're given more money. So are the students at school B just dumb? They're just fucking stupid? They don't work hard? Like, it's just this mindset that we have in our country. And instead of acknowledging the core of the issue, we're just like, well, you know, like, white privilege isn't real because I worked hard to get where I am, or class privilege isn't real. And no one's like saying that you didn't, but it still doesn't change the fact that, like, so why shouldn't we change the system of inequality? And again, with this vaccine, I think it just shows that further.
Yeah, no, it is. I think that it is. It's a lot, but it's really showing the inequality. And I don't even know. I'm not in charge of it, so I don't know. I just don't know why they can't get this right either. Like, why can't you get this right? And now I know on the south side of Chicago, they're cutting back a lot on letting people come in from the other suburbs, and they're actually knocking on doors and going to people's homes and trying to get people who don't have computers and people who don't have
accessible Wi-Fi. You have to actively fight. You have to actively be an anti-racist. You have to actively try to change the system rather than just being like, oh, well, like, I'm not racist. Well, oh, well, I'm right, not only right. Like, obviously, I don't want the rich to only get the vaccine. Like, that's right. Wasn't the intention.
Yeah,
but,
I do
like,
think
no
people...
one's saying that. No one's saying that was the intention, but no. That's what happened just because of the system of inequality already in place.
Right. But it is.
Anyway,
and
as we digress,
the whole thing has put me over the edge, and I hate people more than I have. That's what's changed with COVID and being since last time
you hate
we
more
talked.
People.
I hate people more.
Even
I hate more people,
mm-hmm,
and
me
I hate
too.
People more than I
me
did.
Too.
So yeah, I pretty much
oh my
hate
God.
People.
So if people who don't know, I have been working as like a vendor inside Costco's, and there was so many people come in without like their mask on or with their mask below their nose in Los Angeles. And there was this one guy who had his mask below his nose, and one of the Costco employees, she's like, oh my God, like, I can't believe he's not wearing his mask. Like, so many people have complained, like, yada, yada, yada. And so she walks back and is like telling me this, and the wife is like right behind her and hears all this, and she comes up to me and she's like, well, you can tell her that he's a war hero. And I was like, what? Like,
right,
what does
so,
that have to do with wearing your mask?
Right. If he's a war hero, then like you had said, maybe he shouldn't die from COVID then.
That
would
be nice
like if he wore
so
the mask.
Embarrassing. Yeah, that'd be like really embarrassing for you. I just want to do a quick rant. Because I know it's been...
I'll
I feel
be doing
like this,
one next.
Okay. I just like... Do you know how fucking stupid you look not wearing your mask properly? Like, you just look fucking stupid. Like, let me just say, like, I don't care what you believe. I don't care if you go home and post on Facebook about how the CDC is wrong and masks don't work. You have every fucking right to believe that. I don't give a shit. However, when you are walking into someone else's business and all of their employees working for you 8 to 12 hours a day wearing a mask, do you know how fucking disrespectful and stupid you look wearing your mask under your nose because you can't breathe or it's like uncomfortable? Do you know how fucking stupid you look? How disrespectful that is to the workers there. It doesn't matter. You have every right to think that the masks are stupid and don't work. I don't give a shit. But when you're going into someone else's business, it's just respectful. It's just about respect. And
well,
it shows your true character
yeah.
by if you're choosing to not wear a mask.
Right.
And
it's
it.
Also, you can choose not to go into that business. Businesses are private and people complain, it's my right. It's my right not to wear a mask. Well, it's your right not to wear a mask. And it's the business owner's right to require masks. And it's his or her right to not let you in. So
yeah.
Fuck you and go take your mask and wrap it around your stupid small penis. And... You know, do that with it if you don't want to wear it around your mouth.
Go wrap it around your stupid small penis if you don't want to wear it on your mouth. Protect yourself in other aspects at least.
Right. So.
Let me tell you something. Now, when I go to work at Costco or I'm walking into Target, Would I love to not wear a shirt? Absolutely. It's very uncomfortable. Like, I think I have great boobs. I think my breasts are magnificent looking. So I would love to go shopping without a shirt on. Now, the male employees would actually probably prefer that I don't wear a top. If they had a say, they would actually encourage that. Unfortunately, they don't make the rules, and I do have to go into these establishments with a shirt on. Now, is that against my rights as an American citizen?
It is, yeah.
I mean, it's up to you. What do you think?
Just like a mask. Well, just like wearing a seatbelt. People complained about that. It saved lives, but people complained, and then they finally made it.
I mean, I think if you don't want to wear your mask, I think I should be able to show off my beautiful tits when I go shopping. That's all I have to say.
If you don't want to wear your mask and you cannot wear your mask, I have a right to punch you in the face.
Right. Because, I mean, that's your choice. And it's honestly against your right if you want to punch someone in the face to not act on your urges.
I'll do it with a glove on.
Yeah. It's kind of like Danny was talking about psychopaths. Like, shouldn't they have the right to murder someone? Because that's like their passion. Who are you to say that they can't murder anyone?
That's right. That's right. It's exactly like the mask. That is. That's right, Danny.
Yeah. So, yeah, people who wear their masks below their noses, I'm going to just start flashing them my boobs.
They'll probably like it.
Yeah, wait, they will probably be like, I'm going to do that again. Okay, what's your rant?
My rant is that the governor of Texas decided that,
oh my God,
now that we've got so many people getting vaccinated, we don't need masks anymore. So there's no rule for masks anymore in Texas. I mean, is he fucking kidding me?
It's the stupidity of humans is just amazes me every single day.
I mean, do they not? I keep saying this over and over again, and they don't talk about it, and the Republicans don't talk about it. Herman Cain, two words, Herman Cain. Herman Cain was a Republican. He went to a Trump rally without a mask. He caught COVID. He died. And they don't talk about him ever.
It was his fault. That's why.
Well, no, they don't talk about it. They just avoid talking about it because it would prove the point that he should have worn a fucking mask. Maybe he shouldn't have even gone to that rally.
Well, I'm saying that that's what usually Republicans do is, oh, well, it was his fault. I mean, he probably, you know, someone probably sneezed on him.
Yeah, it's appalling beyond words. So I don't know what to do. I just realize that people are bad. Mm-hmm. And
this goes back to what we were talking about socialism last week, that people are not inherently good. People do not inherently care about others.
I mean, it is
very
sad. I know. There's two things, right? There's the Christian view that we're all born of sin.
Oh, I believe that.
And then the Jewish view, I think, is that you are born pure. But then Dennis Prager, who's an Orthodox Jew, and he speaks a lot. He's a speaker. And he had a talk radio, written a bunch of books. He believes we have to fight the sin all the time. We have to fight our evil inclinations all the time. He's right.
But what does he consider an evil inclination? Sex before marriage?
No, anything. I mean, any of our evil, like even probably my eating chocolate and sugar when I shouldn't be. Like, that's an evil inclination. I should not be doing that. Or like, you know.
Like my evil inclination to have sex with a 38-year-old man. Like, I should probably not do that. I should fight my sin.
Right. I don't know. I guess, yeah, if you're talking religion like that, the evil inclination, yeah, having sex before marriage, blah, blah, blah. But not even that. Like, just talking about any evil inclination to do things that are morally wrong. And yet,
like murdering
we're
someone?
Always fighting it. I'm always fighting it. I wouldn't be 50 pounds heavier if I wasn't always fighting that evil inclination that hangs over me saying, you really, really, really do want that chocolate. You want that chocolate.
You really do want to murder that person.
That too. Yeah. I do want to murder that person.
Okay. Moving on to our next topic. So we're going to talk about something that I think people have kind of been talking more about, like on TikTok and stuff. But let me know if you've heard of this term, pick me girls.
Never.
Okay. So I'm going to pull
pick me nose.
Yeah. Yes. And this is the Urban Dictionary definition of a pick me girl. A girl who goes out of their way to impress boys and make them seem like they're not like other girls, otherwise known as internalized misogyny. It's basically just like pick me girls are like, yeah, I'm like not like other girls. Like, I'm like different. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I could see that. I could
like,
see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like I like sports and like drink my coffee black.
Oh, so many pick me girls I know. Oh, now that was like a light bulb in my head.
Yeah. You're like, okay, yeah, her. This is something that studybreaks.com explains. The pick-me archetype is a product of internalized misogyny, hatred, dislike, or mistrust of women. Misogyny,
oh, my God.
Okay, yeah. Misogyny is internalized when women or men subconsciously absorb sexist beliefs through socialization, which is then projected onto oneself or others.
Wow, that's very interesting because mm-hmm. a lot of those women do hate women.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the ones I know that yeah. I'm thinking of, yes.
So I'm going to read a list on curlynikki.com, 10 signs you're a pick-me woman. So, okay, the first one is shaming another woman for their choices. So, like, whether it's her attire, sexual behavior, or practices, things like that. So, like, oh, well, like, you shouldn't wear that skirt if, like, you want to find, like, a good man. You know what I mean? Like, things like that. Mm-hmm. Another one is attempting to make yourself more appealing for the sake of men. So, like, if you, this is a good example. Like, for example, women who post the meals that they make, like, for their boyfriends or themselves, your girlfriend could never, .. like, with a caption.
That's horrible if that's what people are
like,
doing.
Like, does your girlfriend do this? Like, because I do.
Oh, my God. My boyfriend better do that.
What?
Cook for me and bake really beautiful things for me.
Yeah, I'm not fucking doing that shit. Okay.
I know, considering you won't even wash dishes.
Yeah, no, I don't wash dishes. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Unwillingness to hold men accountable for anything. For example, if a man cheats, you immediately point to what his wife did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
my
what
God.
Did she do wrong? What was wrong with her? Right.
She mm-hmm. obviously wasn't satisfying him.
Mm.
Internalized yeah. misogyny. Like, I had this friend, thank God I'm not friends with her anymore. Textbook fucking definition of a pick-me girl. Literally, we were at pre-COVID. We were at this, like, pre-game party, whatever. And this guy was, like, talking to this girl being like, oh, my God, I would totally have sex with you right now. Like, all this shit. While his girlfriend was right there. And this girl who I'm talking about, who has, like, internalized misogyny, instead of being like, yeah, that's so shitty of him to have done, she's like, he only acts that way when she's dating the girl. Like, the girl's just a bitch. She makes him act that way.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot make
horrid.
This up. She said those words.
Yeah, well, that's mm-hmm. obviously, that's exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah.
That's horrible.
Oh, okay, this is a good one. You speak against your own. Nothing is a stronger red flag than listening to another woman say she doesn't get along with women or she'd rather hang out with the boys.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh my God. This is, Danny always says this, number one red flag. If a girl's like, I just don't have girlfriends. Or like, I just get along better
right.
with guys.
Right.
Get the hell out.
I know people like that too. Uh-huh. I totally do. Yep.
And it's like, well, maybe you're not friends with girls because you're a bitch.
Maybe you're the bitch. Right.
Right. Like, maybe it's your personality.
Wow.
Because like, it's, oh my God. And there was the cringiest thing going around TikTok where this girl was just like, no one talks about like, so there's something called pretty privilege. Pretty privilege is the way that you're treated based on how you look. So
well,
like when you're
okay.
pretty.
Makes sense. Of course.
Yeah. When you're pretty, like people will do better, like nicer things for you.
Well, you
just
get
like,
off of speeding tickets.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Pretty privilege. But this one girl was like, no one talks about like the downside of pretty privilege. Like I just like girls are always jealous of me. Like
oh, shut the fuck
friendships
up,
have like, how embarrassing is that? This same girl who I was talking about earlier, who yeah, internalized misogyny, pick me girl. Would literally say, she's like, girls are just like jealous of me. So I just like don't have girlfriends. Like I just like get along better with guys.
That's because
you're
a bitch.
And it's like, it's because you're a fucking cunt. That's why.
Oh my God. That's because you are a fucking bitch. I mean, that's the stupidest thing. Yeah, that is. That's stupid. That's just somebody who's a bitch and just, it. Actually, she's probably threatened by women. That's why she's not friends with them.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Okay.
This is why I hate people.
Okay. Another one is like insulting your girlfriends in front of guys. So, like, if you're with, like, a girlfriend and she's, like, for example, like she, let's say she watches TikTok, whatever, and you're hanging out with these guys and the guys are, like, oh, like, TikTok's so, like, lame. And then the girl's, like, oh, my God, yeah, like, it is lame, haha. And then I'm, like, oh, my God. She was just telling me earlier how she's obsessed with TikTok. Come on. You're, like, oh, my God. Like, she's totally lying. Just, like, yeah. purposely embarrassing her. Or,
right.
like, oh, my God, come on, so-and-so. Like, you
right.
totally like Brad. Like, shut up. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, pretend like I'm one of them so I can, like, make fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make
right.
sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
Well, when you're talking about that, that's interesting because that's like self-hating Jews. They do that too.
Oh, God.
They badmouth Jews and Judaism. And, oh, I'm, you know, I'm just, I'm just spiritual. I'm spiritual.
I'm different than other Jews. 100%.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not like most Jews. I don't have a big nose, and I don't really like cheap people, and you know all the stereotypes of 100%. Jews. I don't go to synagogue on the high holidays. Like it just isn't, you know.
I just like 100%. And I mean, not to make it even more political because it's a very hot topic, but Jews who are just like, I'm Jewish, but I don't support Israel.
Yeah, yeah.
Name a bigger pick me Jew.
That is. That's a pick me Jew.
100
fuck
fucking
you
percent.
Fucking, go fucking convert. Okay, go convert to Catholicism. Then you can't ever have an abortion, even if you're dying. Okay, so fuck you, bitch.
Oh my God.
Okay. Go take communion like I did. I did take communion. Accidentally.
You're so woke.
I'm woke.
Okay, we'll talk about that story in the next episode, maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, so we didn't talk about that yet? Okay.
Maybe, I don't remember. That is a pick me girl. And I thought I
now we have a pick me Jew.
Yeah,
we have a pick me girl and a pick me Jew. Exactly. That's really funny. That's good. Pick me. I'm not that Jewish. I'm not actually that Jewish.
Like I'm really
I
cool.
have to say I kind of was like that. I'm like, I have blonde hair and blue eyes. I'm so glad I don't look Jewish. Like I kind of was like that a little bit. Like, oh thank God I don't look Jewish, you know?
Damn, mommy, exposing yourself.
However, there was a man when I was growing up. Ugh, he lived in the building. He was creepy, but he lived in the building across the gangway from us because we lived in a house. Okay. And then across the alley, you walk through the gangway and he lived in that building. Every time I'd walk through there, he'd be like, Shixie, there's the Shixie. It finally got on my nerves. I was like, you know what? Fine. I know
he
I look
calls
like a
you
Shixie. Shixie. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Every time.
Oh, my God.
Because I was really blonde then. So
I was going to say, so I feel like a lot of times guys will think it's a compliment to be like, you're different than other girls. That means they're toxic and shut the fuck up.
Right.
That's like just like so you're saying that like you have to shit on other girls in order to compliment me. You can't find anything else to compliment me on. You have
People
to shit
have
on other
said
girls.
To me, you don't seem Jewish. What the fuck does that mean? What
I
does
had,
that
I know.
Mean?
No, I had. And but okay, the reason I brought up like guys saying like you're different than other girls, I had a Jewish guy literally say you're different than other Jewish girls.
Oh, well, that actually does make sense because most of them are obnoxious North Shore bitches. I get that. He gets a pass.
No, he does not get a pass.
Okay, he doesn't. Okay.
Fuck you. And no, different than other Jewish girls. Like, shut
right,
the fuck up.
That is
up.
Rude. That's so interesting, right? That is. That's
not.
So true.
Oh, that's anti-Semitic and sexist.
That's true.
But what was I going to say? No, there was this girl on TikTok who was going to these people she followed live streams, their live streams on TikToks, and just commenting, you look Jewish, and seeing what they say. So many of them were like, what? I don't think I look like that Jewish. Like, what? I'm not Jewish, guys. Like, oh my God, what? And she was blocked by a few of them.
Oh my God. Isn't
like
that,
people well, get offended.
Well, looking Jewish, because you think of a person with a big nose and kind of, you know, the stuff from... all of the newspapers and cartoons in Germany. There's a lot of those about what Jewish people look like. It's terrible.
Anyway, okay. This regardless.
I've also had people say, you don't seem like a lawyer, but that's actually a good thing.
Well, that also shows that's also sexist. Like, oh, you don't seem, because I'm not a man, because I'm a woman, I don't seem like I could be a lawyer.
Because I'm not obnoxious and rude and mean. I should be. Yeah. If I was, I'd be much further along in my career.
But just to kind of end this topic of pick me girls, something else that studybreaks.com explains is because of underrepresentation and misguided representation, misogyny becomes an ingrained cultural norm. Misogyny is perpetuated by our surroundings, even in subconscious ways. For example, Jean Kilborn's Killing Us Softly series explores the objectifying and unreal image of women constructed by the advertising industry. I highly recommend watching that, by the way. Even our language has hints of sexism and can be exclusionary, such as male generics or the lack of male equivalent words to female insults.
Wait, what is this? Is this a documentary?
I was just reading something from the website, but there is a documentary by Jean Kilborn called Killing Us Softly. And it shows like the different ways from like history to now.
Ooh, killing me softly, huh?
When we grow up encompassed in a binary, gender norm dominated and sexist society, these thoughts become ingrained in our own heads unintentionally. Even when we may be aware of the gender roles and stereotypes at play, we still can internalize some deeply rooted misogyny from what we've been taught. We must make a conscious effort to reconsider these thought processes and undo the damage.
Hmm. Oh, I would like, but I would like to see that. Yeah. I mean, they do everything. All of the, I mean, listen, every single beer commercial was always about naked, half naked women. I mean, that was the beer commercial. If you drink our beer, you'll get half naked women on the beach. that's what it was. I mean,
that's what will happen.
That's how advertising has always been like that.
All right. So moving on, we're almost out of time, but we had someone write in a question and they are wondering your opinion on thruples.
Oh, is that like menage a trois?
Yeah, but it's like they like live together. It's like a group of three people. They're like,
it's more than menage a trois because menage a trois is simply sex.
It's just a threesome. No, thruples are like people who like date three. It's like a three person.
And is it a man with two women? Obviously, always.
No, it could be either. No, it could be either.
A woman with two men? I can't even see a man doing that. So I'm thinking thruples are probably a man with two women because most men would not put up with that.
Because men are too insecure in their own masculinity. But
I think that's a stupid fucking thing.
Oh, my God.
And I don't like
it. But some people just don't like feel like they can be with one person. Like they love multiple people.
But that's so if it's the one man with the two women, he has to have two women. But can the woman then go with another man?
Yeah. Well, no. So it will. First of all, if it's just like a thruple. I've watched a lot of Snapchat shows on this. But if it's like a thruple, like usually they all like have their individual relationships with each other. So like the two women would have like a relationship and then the two women would also have a relationship with the man. Like sometimes there's people where it's like I'm married and my husband has a girlfriend and his girlfriend has a girlfriend. And I also have a boyfriend.
I have
and they all live together.
Hide myself in my house and never leave again.
Why?
I just can't. This society is turning into, this is the Yetzer Hara full on.
Why?
Because this is ridiculous. This is horrible. This is not how society behaves. This is not
moral.
It's
how
not.
Do we know? Why is that not moral? Just because our society has trained us to believe that we have to be in a relationship with one other person? Like, why?
Because I don't really even know the whole downfall and what eventually happens to people's psyches, but it's not good. I'm sure
people
if we research this
together.
It's not good. I think it's no,
and I don't think there's any research to disprove that.
Well, I don't like it. I don't mind two women raising kids, two men raising kids. I don't mind that at all. I don't like thruples. No,
who's to say what makes other people happy?
I guess, but if it makes me happy to go out and kill people as a serial killer, is that okay?
That is not
the
same thing.
There we go. Thank you, Danny, for saying that. Thank you, Danny.
No, that is not the same thing.
What makes people
happy?
Three people
living together.
It makes me happy to have sex with my cat. Like, is that okay?
No, mother. Okay. That's morally wrong. Why is it morally wrong for people to have sex with multiple people or to live with multiple people?
Not if you're in a relationship with somebody.
Why? Why are you the determinant of this?
I'm not. I'm not. God is.
Oh, are you God?
They will meet their maker.
Why would God be against that? I don't think God really gives a fuck.
No, God's against that.
I genuinely don't think he cares.
Well,
or
if you look at the Torah, it is. You're supposed to just be with one, you know.
They're also against, you know, gay people.
Many women, right? That's
right. Okay. So it's okay for men to have multiple wives, but it's not okay for people to date in a throuple.
I don't know.
So
I
think your argument, I
don't like it.
Is cracking.
I don't like it.
So you don't have to do it. No one's forcing you into the life of thrupleness. What if I told you that I was a part of a thruple?
I would then go thruple up. In other words, throw up.
That's not very nice of you.
I don't like it.
So you don't have to be a part of it.
It doesn't matter. I don't want you to be a part of it. I don't like it.
You can't determine my life. I'm my own person.
I can't.
Okay. I'm glad we've settled this.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Cindy Judging Your Life Decisions, if it's not what she believes.
Keep that Yetzer Hara at bay. That's
why is it Yetzer Hara? It's like the same thing as saying you can't have sex before marriage because that's a sin. Why is it a sin to be with multiple people? Why is it a sin to love two people in a thruple? I mean, I think you're just discriminatory.
I'm not discriminatory. I'm freaking 15. I'm 59 years old and I have certain views that I was raised with. And that's how, you know, this whole woke generation.
Yeah, but you can't just. Okay. But you can't just be like, I believe anyone should be able to marry anyone unless it's with like three people. I believe I am such a good person because I think gay people have the right to get married, but not if there's three of them.
No, I'm not saying I'm a good person. I'm saying I don't care if two people get married who love each other. That I don't care
I'm
about.
I'm glad that we've established that you don't think you're a good person.
Mormons also have multiple partners.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's just the men having wives. I'll have to look that up, but Mormonism is like that. Well, I don't know. It doesn't seem right to me, so what can I say? It's just the way I was raised.
Okay, you can't just say, well, it was the way I was raised.
It is.
Okay.
It's my morals. I can have my morals.
Why is that a moral belief of yours?
Because that's what I was taught morally. Those morals were taught to me.
That you have to be in a monogamous marriage?
Yes.
Okay, well, what if I don't ever get married?
Okay.
I'm just saying, is that against your morals if my life choice is to not marry someone?
No.
Okay. So what if my life choice was to live with two other people and raise kids together? Would that be against your morals?
It would. That would repulse
me. Why would that be against your morals? You're not doing it.
I don't like it.
I don't get how it's a moral issue. I don't get the morals.
I don't want my grandchildren to have this weird fucked up life because
that's not weird and fucked up. No, it's not. Usually the kids are raised to have multiple parents and more love for them.
I don't like it.
But do you understand that you're saying that it's against your morals to have a certain family structure? Like, it's like the same thing as if someone's just like, well, it's against my morals for someone else to have to be inseminated and to raise their child as a single mom. That's against my morals to do that.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. Everybody has different views of what their morals are and limits. I don't like this.
But why
one.
Is that your moral? You can just say I wouldn't want to do that.
I don't
why
like
can't
it.
You
I don't
say
like it.
But why can't you say I wouldn't want to do that? I would not like that.
I wouldn't want my children to do it either. I don't want my grandchildren.
It against your morals if I get inseminated and raise a child as a single parent?
I think it's hard. It's difficult. I mean, it's not morals, but it's just difficult.
So why? I don't get how that. How is people dating in a throuple and someone being alone? How is one against your morals and one not? Like, that doesn't make sense. It's not a moral issue. It's just your preferences and what you think, what you would want.
I'll look it up. I'll come up with an answer next time.
Okay.
I need more time to think of this and research it.
All right. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening and be sure to follow Twisted Panty Media on Instagram. And of course, subscribe and give the Woke Yentas 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And obviously, tell all of your friends to listen to us.
And ask us questions. We'd love to answer questions. Those are always fun.
Yeah, they are always fun. So let us know, guys.
Thanks for listening. Have a good week. And don't let your yetzer horror get the best of you because it does talk to you like this.
It does talk to you. She's motioning her hands above her head. Or do, honestly. You'll be in for a good adventure. My advice is to listen to the evil little devil on your shoulder because it'll make your life more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Or you could get in big trouble and run in front of a truck and stuff and get killed. So
I mean, don't do that. I'm saying, you know, do you. Okay. Do what's going to make you happy. Give in to your passions and your sins.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.